When talking about colonizing Mars, we often focus on short-term goals and concerns, such as how do we get there, what habitats should we build, and what will we eat? Coupled with that is the seemingly high level of possibility that we are in fact in the first stages of the colonization of Mars, and a human presence there within the next 100 years seems a solid bet, especially if visionaries like Elon Musk are successful. But with that bold effort comes some long-term concerns that, if not addressed, might not lead where we once thought things would go. For example, evolution on Mars may not stop, and if left alone, our Martian counterparts could eventually no longer be considered the same species as us. This is of particular concern if the population of Martian humans becomes independent and isolated from us. Worse, there may be no choice for them to become independent and isolated, because with a sterile environment comes a lack of microbe-related diseases. No microbes means no need for an immune system, and after a long enough time in those conditions, an evolving species will no longer be equipped to fight those kinds of diseases. That means no one who's been to Earth can be allowed to land on Mars. This scenario is particularly concerning for another reason. With isolation comes divergent cultures. Divergent cultures means different sets of ideas and values. Two groups of humans holding different ideas in the past has not always led to peaceful disagreement. Dr. Scott Solomon of Rice University notes that it's a matter of Darwin's finches, where birds isolated on different islands develop different adaptations depending on the conditions of those islands until eventually, after a couple of hundred generations, you have a completely new species. Mars presents very different conditions than Earth, including a higher radiation environment, which would favor mutation. The difference is so great that in as little as 6,000 years after the colony is founded, the people living there might no longer be classifiable as members of Homo sapiens. The opposite argument is that it would actually take much longer, perhaps as long as 100,000 years or more, for Martian humans to be genetically distinct enough to be called a new species. But that doesn't mean that their appearance would be the same, and the conditions of Mars may only require a few generations to change that appearance. But what would they look like? That's a matter of speculation, but some ideas have been advanced. For example, lower light levels could lead to bigger eyes and differences in the visual cortex of the brain. Another is that the Martians might have thicker bones, giving them a stocky appearance. Space is difficult on the human skeleton. Astronauts have to go through great lengths to keep their bone mass up while in space. And while Mars does have gravity, it's significantly less than Earth, so colonists with more robust bones might have an evolutionary advantage over thin-framed colonists subject to bone breakage. And even here on Earth, there is evidence that our cranium size is increasing still. If that's true, that would be a problem for Martians as well and would complicate natural childbirth. But it also pays to bear in mind that technological development during this colonial period won't stagnate. We stand at the edge of a biotechnological revolution that will change fundamentally how we treat disease, and we are gaining steady control over our own genetics. Within 100 years, nanotechnology may replace the natural immune system as the primary defense against disease in humans. The Martians would no doubt benefit from this as well. And with genetic tailoring making its debut, evolution itself could move out of the hands of nature and into our own, and to some extent, already has. We and our future Martian counterparts may yet look the same, but we may also not look like the humans of today. Or, on the other hand, we may look like we do now forever in order to preserve Homo sapiens. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently with a second channel coming soon on YouTube, which will be dedicated to science fiction, both my own and the ideas of others. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.